Why Should We Keep Our Assets in a Dam? Posted by Henrik de Geer on March 9th, 2009. Some people actually ask themselves this question and wonder why they can't go back to their old ways of doing business. Sure you can. You can also do the following. We can find all my final assets really easily because I have them all right here on my desktop. We have final 1, final 01, final final, final final final, really final, last final, extra final, super final, super duper final, extra large final, final underscore with underscore cheese, almost finished underscore really underscore I swear. Okay, I might have a little problem with version control and file name conventions. Yes, a DAM can have version control to take care of these little problems a few of us might have, a few too many of us. We store all our files on our own desktops. A desktop is just another silo. Who else can see your assets on your desktop? Can you find all your assets on your own desktop? What happens to those assets when you lose your laptop or get a new computer? We can keep all our assets on shared drives. Yeah, those are so searchable, right? As long as your perfectly crafted file names say everything about every asset you'll ever need to know. Oh wait, shared drives are not truly searchable to the asset level beyond a so-called unique file name. We have unique file names for every asset. File names are created by humans and meant for humans outside of a DAM. Many DAM systems do not care what your file names are, as long as they're not 250 characters long, filled with spaces and special characters. Sounds scary, huh? Some organizations, prior to having a DAM, have some of these unique file names. You know who you are. Some DAM solutions assign unique identifiers to each and every asset uploaded or imported to the DAM and make these file names into metadata for the DAM. We can keep assets on CDs or external hard drives, so we can share them easily. You must like burning money if you are still using CDs or DVDs today. Where is the latest version? Which CD is that on again? Or do you need to burn another set of CDs for the latest version of assets? External hard drives, regardless of how big or small, get lost, dropped, or corrupted very easily. External hard drives have the same version control issue as CDs, even if backed up regularly. How often is a new version created by someone else? How do you ship these to an external client? That's free, right? I will just email the assets around to everyone. Are you planning to fill up every one of those people's email inbox with a high volume of data? And each one will back up that data multiplied by how many people? What is the file size limitation of your email attachments? 5 megs? 10 megs? Some email accounts do not even accept email attachments in fear of viruses. Will you continue to email this asset to each person who needs to see this each time they need to see this asset? Will you repeat this every time they need to see an asset again? Wow, that's a lot of email data repeated over and over again, isn't it? With a DAM, you could simply send a link to the asset, not email the whole asset, to whomever needs the asset, whether they need just a preview to it or download the asset, based on permission set to the sender through the DAM. Let us weigh this option again. Email attachments over and over again versus email link to the asset in the DAM, which can be updated as needed in the DAM. We'll just FTP the assets to the person who needs it. That's secure, right? No one else can see the FTP server, nor add to the FTP server either, right? And where's the version control on an FTP server? Oops. What have we learned so far? Use a DAM for assets. Associate metadata to each asset in the DAM so you can search and find it again. Version control with a DAM. Distribute assets with a DAM. Prosper and save money with a DAM. Let me know if you have any other brilliant ideas on why you should not store assets in a DAM. I would love to share them with readers. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to send them at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.